We're not even sure we'd take our own advice. Hey. But here it is anyway. Free therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so can you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah, sure. So my birthday was this past Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. So I decided to plan this whole day together out with my friends and my boyfriend.
Cool.
And we went to one brunch place to start, and then we were going to the car, mm-hmm. and it was raining. And we were running because, of course, none of us brought umbrellas.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
So while I was running, I was in heels, and I slipped and fell, like, really hard.
Ow. Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On my birthday, and my boyfriend starts laughing, like, uncontrollably, like, cannot stop himself.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I mean, okay. All right, yeah. So you're still on the ground, your boyfriend's laughing.
Right, exactly, yeah. Another guy, like, just some random guy walking down the street stopped and helped me up and, like, made sure that I was okay, and my boyfriend is still standing there, like, he like, is choking and can barely breathe. He's laughing so hard.
Wow, how many drinks did you have at lunch? My gosh.
Well, you know, she's wearing heels. You're running. I mean, then she didn't have to be drunk to...
No. I'm saying for him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's still... Okay, yeah. So some random guy on the street comes and helps you up.
Right, exactly. And, like, I just... My question is, like, should I be mad at him for not, like, getting it together and him being the one to help me up, that this, like, stranger had to be the one?
I mean, it's kind of not very chivalrous.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not exactly what you would call a gentleman, like, ever.
I mean, are there other things that he's done? I mean, is this like a one-off? Because if it's a one-off, I'm like, all right. Yeah,
is he typically a pretty nice guy?
Yeah, it's just in the moment sort of thing, then you can just kind of let it go. But, I mean, I don't know. Does he do other things?
Well, okay. When you ask, is he nice? Like, I know he loves me. I have no doubt that he loves me. It's just like, you know, like, he'll, like, walk into a restaurant before me, and he will, like, kind of forget that I'm behind him and won't hold the door, so I'll have to, like, catch it. And it's stuff like that where it's,
that's
like...
That's annoying.
Yeah, just, like, not really programmed with common courtesy.
Okay.
You know what? I don't blame him. I blame his mom.
Yes. Mama's supposed to teach him that kind of stuff, how to treat a lady. Open the car door for her. Always walk with her. Open. Yeah.
Well, you know, Stephanie, I mean, we are getting a bunch of people that are texting in 502-571-9970. But, you know, all in all, I'd say, like, that could be a sign of something, but I don't necessarily, I wouldn't hold a grudge over that. But if you want to hang out, we've got plenty of people chiming in and maybe can help suggest how you approach this with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to know what they say.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie. Yeah, Christy, I would have laughed, too, after I made sure you were okay. That's just how you know you're comfortable in your relationship. But then...
Yes, do at least make an effort, though, to help her up at some point.
Sure.
And he didn't do that.
Text from another listener. Heck, yes, you should be mad. My wife would kill me if I did that kind of stuff. So... You know, two sides to it. Anyways, if you want to chime in, 502-571-9970, free therapy. Yeah, text message from a listener. Some men laugh as an emergency response. I do kind of do that, too.
Yes.
I laugh because it's uncomfortable.
Most people are saying it's fine if he's laughing, but help her up at the same time.
Sure.
And also, maybe check to see, is she laughing first? Then you can laugh. If she's not laughing, you don't laugh.
Text from another listener, Louisville Slugger, kneecap, hysterical laughter. That might do the trick.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's aggressive.
You just went hardcore there.
Okie dokie.
Sarah, two things that are always funny, farts and people falling. Not a deal breaker. She just needs to talk to him about it, being more courteous. He may not even realize he's doing it.
I agree.
And, those are always funny.
And you know what's always funny? Like little kids falling too.
Oh, God.
Yes. That's so funny. I get in those wormholes on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so funny.
One of my favorite videos to watch of my son is he's a little toddler and he has a baseball cap covering his face. I know he's walking into the cabinet. I just let him do it.
Well, yeah. I have a video of my twin daughters when they were just like infants learning to stand. One of them gets up on a box and literally just falls off the box. And it's hysterical.
You just keep rolling.
Yeah, just keep rolling. Keep You're like, rolling. Oh my gosh.
This is gold.
Kids falling is funny. Graham.
The only thing I see is that, you know, as a couple, you guys should be able to communicate. And although this may not be embroiled into his DNA, and I disagree with you, I think it's actually his father's fault, not his mother. Don't blame the mom.
No, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, this should be something that they should be able to talk about. And if this is one of those things that, you know, maybe that she doesn't feel that comfortable, you know, an issue that's broader than just this one specific thing. Yeah. And if the rest of the relationship is pretty solid, then, you know, maybe this isn't just his style.
That's just his style. All right, Graham. Appreciate it. Text from Melissa. Oh, girl, he is full of himself. Drop that. Common courtesy is a necessity. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And hopefully Chris got the second part. She's going to have to repeat the second part of the story. I was laughing so hard, didn't hear the ending. Oh, see what you did there.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time, always with the trusted advice of a real doctor. Good morning.
I am great. My first question is, guys, has she told this guy that his manners suck?
Yeah, maybe she needs to have that conversation and say, listen, when you do this stuff, it really bothers me.
Exactly, and he needs to have a lesson in manners 101. If he's like this all the time, he's not going to change unless somebody brings it to his attention. Now, if she does bring it to his attention and he doesn't change, then that's up to her to either stay with him or dump him.
Yeah.
I would have probably laughed, too, if she fell, but in the process, I would have been helping her up.
Exactly. Right. You can laugh while you help her up.
Andrew, the love doctor, your advice is always welcomed.
And I love you guys. You're the best morning show ever. Keep on loving.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Kathy texts in and says maybe he left her on the ground because she says like every other word.
Listen.
Kathy, we're not throwing stones at Stephanie here.
Not text Stephanie time. Somebody else texted in. Maybe she sounds like a drunk mess. She needs to get her life together. Well, I don't think she was drunk. She was wearing heels. Okay. That happens sometimes.
But she did just leave brunch. So, you know, mimosas. Well, bottomless mimosas. Okay. My goodness. Emily texted in and said, Ben, never blame the mom. We're doing our best. Yeah, okay. I did say blame the mom. Don't blame him. All right, fine. Let's not blame the mom.
Dad should also be teaching him how to be a gentleman.
Parents.
Yeah. Parents in general, yes.
All right.
What kind of parenting happened
there? If you want to continue this conversation, you can online because you can write as much as you want.
I've also created a convenient poll on Facebook.
Okay.
If you'd like to chime in that way.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
There's a couple more good text messages.
So.
From Free Therapy.
Yeah.
Just a couple more.
Okay. Last hour we did, we had Stephanie and she was on the phone. She fell. It was her birthday.
She was running in the rain in heels.
Boyfriend laughed. A stranger helped her up. Text messages.
Never met a Stephanie. It wasn't a raging alcoholic.
Jeez.
Listen, do the brunch. We don't know if she was drinking the mimosas.
I'm assuming it's her birthday
and
was brunch. Yes, but that was happening.
I don't know if we paint her in that light. Is not text Stephanie.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.